This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking up our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, so five additional days of the week. Come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen, watch, be part of the chat room. It's great. Boys and girls, you better put your thinking caps on today because class is in session. Back in session! My good buddy, Morley Robbins, is going to join me in just a moment here. And he is the author of this tremendous book that I hope all of you have gotten because I've mentioned it many times, called Cure Your Fatigue, How Balancing Three Minerals and One Protein is the Solution That You're Looking For. And Cure is CU for copper on the periodic table of elements. And this has just become a more important mineral by the day. Every time I look more into it and what Morley has researched with this book is so timely in the era of COVID crazy especially. So stand by for that. If you're taking a break from our friends at the Health Freedom Expo, they've got the Hoova app. You can still download it. $40 for the entire weekend. I know we're already halfway through it, but you've got 6 months to watch everything, including yesterday's great new presentation, a panel discussion that I did with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Jonathan Emord, Dr. Professor Brian Hooker, and Diane Miller on COVID, what we've learned, where we're going from here. Joining me now to talk a little bit about that and a lot about copper, Morley Robbins. Welcome back, my friend.
Robert, great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dude, I sure hope a lot of people have been buying your book because this is like, you know, such the overlooked mineral. And every time I bring it up in a new audience, always they ask, oh, but isn't it toxic? Copper, isn't it toxic? I'm like, I just want to take your book and knock them over the head. But I'm not violent. But you know what I'm saying? Sure. You've dug deep into this and now I have as well. And I'm thinking we have such the wrong things that we're afraid of.
You know, when March of 2020 hit, we all kind of went into our tailspin. I thought, oh, this is the end of the root cause protocol. There's just no way people are going to understand this. And it's like, oh, my gosh, the last 2 years have been this blessing to get people to realize that the system is totally jacked. Mm-hmm. And that everything that they thought was true has turned out to be just the opposite. But for some reason, people hold on to that copper is toxic thing. Mm-hmm. I bet I talk to five people a day about it. It's like I get these calls, and it's just you walk them through, and it's like when they begin to understand what it does, mm-hmm. they're like, how could it be toxic? I said, so here's how I've really helped to frame up the issue. You're sort of a numbers guy. So real quick, and I'm sure your followers are brainiacs too, because they follow you.
Yes, of course. We're all brainiacs here. Go ahead.
Of course. And they've all got their thinking caps on. Mm-hmm. But here are the statistics in the body, in the blood, and in the bone marrow. Okay, so in the body, the amount of iron in the body is 5,000 milligrams of iron, and there's 100 milligrams of copper. So it's a 50 to 1 ratio. Then let's drop into the blood. Well, 70% of the iron in the body is in the blood. It's called hemoglobin. So there's 3,500 milligrams of iron in the blood, and there's 1 milligram of copper in the blood. So suddenly the ratio just went from 50 to 1 to 3,500 to 1. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into the bone marrow. There's 24 milligrams of iron in the bone marrow, and there's 47 milligrams of copper. So it just flipped the other way.
Well, give me that number again, because, again, we're looking at a huge ratio of iron to copper. And come back, describe what you just said, that last bit.
I know. Inside the bone marrow, which is where blood cells get made, bone cells get made, and where the immune system gets tuned up. Mm-hmm. It all happens in the nerve cells of the bone marrow. It's amazing. So you've got 24 milligrams of iron, and 47% of the copper in the body is in the bone marrow. So that's 47 milligrams.
Whoa. So 47 milligrams. You're right. It flipped completely in terms of ratio. So there's got to be some reason, an important reason. This didn't happen by accident.
It's not happening by accident. And the thing is, people, when they're talking about copper toxicity, it's because it's showing high in the blood, or it might be showing high in a hair test.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not realizing that what they're doing is they're taking this number and they're putting it under an electron microscope, saying, wow, the copper is elevated. We're like, well, wait, we're talking about 1% of the copper. And it's like, what about the iron? As soon as mm-hmm. copper gets in any way compromised, it's going to affect iron metabolism, and no one knows that they're connected at the hip. They just don't realize the interactions between copper and iron in the body, especially as it relates to oxygen. We can't. Mm-hmm. It's just, again, Alice Walker is a famous poet and writer, and she has a great.
She did The Color Purple?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
She great quote, activism is my rent for being on the planet. Well, I've stolen that phrase and I've changed it. Mitochondrial activism is my rent for being on the planet. I'm trying to do whatever I can to help people get their mitochondria to activate the oxygen to release the energy so they can get on with their life and get back to balance, get their immune system back into gear.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't realize is we've been trained to think about the enemies, and we've been trained to ignore the energy.
Yeah.
And so I'm throwing that all out the window and saying, ignore the enemies, let's ignite the energy. And that's what people have got to start to do.
Morley, I'm going to make a statement here, and you react as you do to this, all right?
Sure.
If we look back at the 2 years of COVID and what we've learned, the more I see about it, whether there is a virus or not, or a spike protein, which seems to be real, every manifestation of COVID, just about every manifestation of COVID, I see would manifest identically in the absence of bioavailable adequate quantities of copper in the body.
Well, you're absolutely right. So I've renamed COVID. So COV stands for copper's vanished, and ID stands for iron's dysregulated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the flip side of the copper crisis, is that all of these inflammatory conditions, the myocarditis, the Bell's palsy, the strokes, that you name the symptom that's out there, it's all related to lack of bioavailable copper. And once copper gets compromised, iron metabolism goes off the rails.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of these manifestations. One of the most obvious is the utilization of iron in the blood to carry oxygen, which doesn't happen in the absence of copper. You think, well, wait, can't iron carry oxygen without copper? Well, something's getting dysregulated in the absence of copper, because we've seen so much manifestation of blood oxygen saturation levels drop in the era of COVID. I would argue that at least in part, maybe a significant part, because of the overabundance and prescription of the use of, for instance, zinc and vitamin C, that whatever copper people had before had been diminished and depleted even more so than before, and this manifested.
Absolutely. The COVID cocktail that everyone was taking, the ascorbic acid, vitamin D, and zinc, that triad devastated people's copper status. Mm-hmm. Absolutely blew up ceruloplasmin, which is the protein that brings copper to life in many different ways. And when ceruloplasmin is not available to regulate iron status in the blood, you're going to have a crisis on your hands, and that's exactly what we've got.
So it is not a stretch when I say that. My perceptions have become maybe more accurate than other quote unquote causes. And I even if I acknowledge certain aspects of COVID may have validity, right? The spike protein, which was patented, as far as I could tell, in 2002, at the level that it would interact with blood cells and or the vasculature itself, the lining, the epithelial or endothelial lining, right, that's a very real injury that results in inflammation. But still, copper plays a huge role in terms of repair and inflammatory response that is ignored because, you know, much like you talked about energy, and you have been known as like the magnesium man for a lot of years, too, with the root cause protocol, we know that copper works with magnesium at the mitochondrial level for the production of ATP. But we also know that, guess what? Copper works with selenium, another mineral a lot of doctors and people have said, oh, it's scary, it's toxic, works with selenium to protect the microcapillary bed integrity. Again, yes, copper plays a huge role there as well.
Yeah, now, if people really understood what copper is doing inside the body and working with other minerals like selenium, like you say, they'd be running down the streets like their hair was on fire, saying, "But why didn't we know this?"
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we live in this, again, it's 1984, black is white is black, and everything's upside down and backwards. And the challenge is the practitioners, God love them, they're really good people, very talented, very compassionate, but they're mineral denialists.
That's the way to say it.
They've never been trained in mineral metabolism. They don't understand oxygen metabolism, and they don't understand energy metabolism. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty powerful troika of activity inside the body that they're not even, it's not even on their radar screen. They don't know what this is, what these dynamics are. And so the medical meme is you're anemic and you're copper toxic. And what is COVID? It's the flip of that. It's exact opposite. And they can't recognize it, and they can't understand how to respond to it because they don't have the training. And it's not that they're bad people. They're really great people. They've just been very poorly trained, in my opinion.
Well, I share that opinion with you. I mean, I do believe, for the most part, they mean well. I know there are bureaucrats executing plans that are resulting in deaths, needless deaths, within hospital settings, and that's upsetting to me, and I'll talk about it on the show a lot. But I found, Morley, as you said at the beginning, during the last couple of years of COVID, people have become open to things they were never open to before, and this includes the medical community. As I bring these things up, as you bring these things up, when we come back from this break, let's talk about some of the positives here, how you've been interacting, and finally, the things you've been saying for years, I've been trying to communicate for years, may be landing because they realize the futility of pharmaceutical-only responses to things that are actually mineral deficiencies and imbalances, and as we say, these deficiencies result in metabolic abnormalities that they wrongly diagnose as drug deficiencies. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can participate in the chat room there at the / listen page, and there are archives available all over the world. If you don't catch it live, it's later. It's still just as good. And the book is Cure Your Fatigue, How Balancing Three Minerals and One Protein is the Solution That You're Looking For by my good buddy Morley Robbins, and Copper CU in the periodic table of elements. And Morley, I was just trying to find a silver lining or a copper lining, however we call it here, to COVID. And I've again found that the medical people and even naturopaths, bless their hearts, that are trained allopathically, missed this mineral or these mineral deficiencies manifesting as COVID symptoms, maybe with or without COVID or spike proteins, but certainly in the presence of them. It's only worse when you don't have adequate copper in particular. So what has your experience been? Have people become more open to this, as you intimated earlier?
Yeah, no, I was just talking to a very, very good friend whose dad had really had quite a run-in with COVID. And he's a very accomplished, he's a supplement manufacturer. Mm-hmm. And his dad's lung tissue was completely done in. And basically the doctors were saying it's time for him to go to hospice. And there are three brothers involved, and they said, no, that's not going to happen. So long story short, they said, you got to do something. And he said, all right, I'll do it. All right, I'll step in. And he focused on making meals for his dad, real mm-hmm. food. That's a novel idea.
Yeah.
And he really focused in on one mineral. Put on your thinking cap. You know who it is. And that's the extent of his intervention. And 2 weeks later, again, The dad is destined for hospice. 2 weeks later, he's back at work, complaining of a little fatigue, but he's back at work. he calls up this guy. He says, "Well, I'm a little frustrated that I don't feel." He said, "Dad, you used to be headed for COVID, for heaven's sake, or for the hospice." And so people don't realize how dynamic this mineral can be to change the metabolism, the immune response. It's called immunometabolism. I've got an article from 2008 where they were using copper to cure people of SARS-CoV-2. They've known this. This thing goes way back. You know that. And it's just like they were using, the first recorded use of copper was 5700 BC.
Yes. It goes back thousands and thousands of years. You're right.
Yeah. And it's been, I think it was used consistently up until the early 1900s. And I just found out what really changed. It was actually, it's fascinating, trying to figure out what was the shift environmentally. And it turns out that the introduction of the cast iron stove was in 1790. And that was a major change in home appliances that introduced ferric oxide into the home because of all the iron, plus the iron pots on top of the iron stove.
Right.
And it radically changed. And suddenly you've got this enormous spike in tuberculosis all over the world. And it's still the number one cause of death on planet Earth.
Yeah, as an infectious so-called disease diagnosis, TB kills more than any other infection, maybe all of them combined, millions. So that's interesting. It corresponds or correlates maybe at a time when suddenly there was an excess amount of iron made available via the cast iron stoves. And
absolutely.
So if you're utilizing, by the way, and I know a lot of people cook on cast iron, we do as well, but I am absolutely supplementing with copper. And as we talk about in your book, you highlight a lot of these things. Of all the minerals tested, in terms of content in the soils and the food over the many decades that they've been analyzing these things. Correct me if I'm wrong, Morley, but in the charts I've seen, copper is number one in terms of depletion. In other words, more depleted than any other mineral.
Hands down. And it has been for 80 years now. I mean, it's just the loss of copper on the farms all over the world has been devastating. And people, we're not raised with a mineral consciousness, and so we don't know how important these little battery packs are. And if the copper's not getting into the root system, it's not going to get into the grasses or the produce that's being grown. It's not going to get into the animals that we're seeking to eat.
Yeah.
And again, the compound effect is profound. And again, we're just not aware. We don't have
right. Hold the thought on awareness, because we want to raise it more after this break. Morley Robbins, my guest this very day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more to discuss, including cardiovascular health. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A delegation from Ukraine will meet with one from Russia. It's the first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of their neighbor. According to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, the two sides will meet without preconditions. Word of talks come after Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. In Washington, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday. Capitol Police say the decision is being made out of an abundance of caution. Officials in the nation's capital are preparing for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to ones that took place recently in Canada. National Guard troops will be deployed to assist with traffic during possible demonstrations. This is USA Radio News. A recent poll rates President Biden's first year in office negatively.
A new NPR-PBS Marist College poll measuring President Joe Biden's first year in office revealed that more than half of Americans, or 56%, called the president's first year in office a failure, with 39% calling it successful. Democrats, by 80%, called the first year a success, but 15% labeled it as a failure. In addition, two-thirds of independents panned Biden's first year, and 91% of Republicans agreed. The poll also revealing 54% of respondents don't believe President Biden fulfilled his campaign promises, and another 52% say the president has done more to divide the nation than unite it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 people were shot during a party in a Las Vegas hookah bar. One man is dead, two others are critically wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
A lot of the things we're talking about today can be gotten in a book. Yes, it's available on Amazon and Morley's website, Cure Your Fatigue. And you'll see the image in the link. You can hyperlink it, click it at robertscottbell.com in the notes today. I've been hoping all y'all would get this and maybe bring it to your doctor who hasn't learned about this and or it did and forgot and went, oh, my gosh, how did I miss this, right? As far as copper depletion, even in an ideal world, Morley, what I understand about the digestive process is like when our ancestors used to eat like organ meats like liver, highest amount of copper, right? But with the depletion, as we pointed out, in the soils, in the food, in the plants, in the animals that eat, and you don't get enough. And even in an ideal setting, if you have great digestion, they have argued that maybe 30 to 40% of dietary copper is even able to be absorbed and utilized. So we're not in an ideal situation like that, and that's not awesome, but it's better. So I think, I don't know that it's controversial to say copper is depleted everywhere. I think that should be something front and center for everybody to be talking about.
It really should. And what people don't realize, a lot of people worry about gut dysbiosis, their digestive system's not working right. So the enterocytes, the cells inside our intestines, they like to hang together. And what keeps them together magnetically is their ability to make energy. If they can't make optimal levels of energy, then they start to pull apart. And that's when the spaces get produced to let the food get into the blood system to cause the allergic reactions or the gut dysbiosis.
Right.
It's an energy issue, and people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's only one way to make energy. You gotta burn sugar or burn fat. One or the other. And you gotta have copious amounts of copper inside the mitochondria to make that happen. Mm-hmm. There's no other way around it.
Well, if we're looking at, again, the deficiency syndrome, of which I've been familiar for almost 30 years as a homeopath looking at things, although I had never focused as much as I had recently on the copper issue, and thanks, Oswald, to you for helping get that word out, and the book that you came out with, we got at the Health Freedom Expo last October in Chicago, which is right now playing as well, a replay of it, and you have 6 months to download it and watch it on the Hoover app, and that's only $40. It's well worth it, including Morley's presentation. And I talked a little bit about copper that weekend as well. You can go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, and plug in even after the fact, but get in there now before it ends. So I want to talk about, let's see, energy production. I mentioned copper and magnesium. We talked about protecting the vasculature, the microvascular bed, especially the microcapillary bed, selenium, along with copper. Again, so critical. We had a question from my buddy James over there at Natural Immunogenics. But this is a question a lot of women have, because they acknowledge now that heart disease, cardiovascular disease, number one killer of women. And so when you begin to understand copper's role in protecting the vascular system, much less the blood system and everything related to it, what about inflammation? And how significant is bringing copper into somebody who's deficient and reducing that inflammation? And I'm going to say this because you know my history of working with silver medicinally and supplementally. That I know critically there's my antimicrobial properties for both silver and copper. They're very complementary, although copper moves more into the antifungal and even more into the antiparasitic, where silver isn't as much active. But here now in inflammation response, when we use silver locally, if there's a cytokine storm locally, this is why silver is used in burn care centers around the world. It is known to reduce those cytokine storms locally. But what I see with copper that's different, it can do it locally, but there's a systemic benefit that silver doesn't provide in terms of inflammatory response. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. No, the inflammation just means we're not making energy. The cytokines are responding to oxygen status. So, again, the mitochondria, you know, there's 40 quadrillion of them. That's a lot. It's, you know, it's 15 zeros. So it's about 500 per cell, but there's a gradation of concentration of mitochondria throughout the tissue. But the thing is, we need to activate oxygen and turn it into water. That's copper's gift to the world. That's why it's here on this planet. And that process, only copper can do that. Copper is the only element on the planet that can turn oxygen into water. And when it doesn't do that, it becomes hydrogen peroxide, H2O2. H2O2 is very different than 2H2O. And so H2O2 is another way of spelling inflammation. And so as soon as you've got signs of inflammation and the cytokines that come with it, it means that oxygen is not being burned properly. And it could be a wide variety of factors. Some stressor is taking place, and so when people have stress in their world, they have oxidative stress in their tissue.
Mm-hmm.
It's axiomatic. And the emotions get involved, and there's such a thing as cellular fear. Did you know that?
That's an interesting concept, cellular fear. Describe it.
Well, it's when the cell is presented with oxygen and it knows it can't burn it.
Mm.
That's a very fearful event at a cellular level. And so it goes into what's called functional hypoxia. That's the technical term for it, that the oxygen can't be burned and you're going to get a raging oxidative storm as a result. And so, and this is happening, it doesn't matter where the tissue is, but it's going to be particularly prevalent in a heart. So people have a sense of it. So there's 2,000 mitochondria per liver cell, 4,000 per kidney cell, 10,000 mitochondria per heart cell. Let's just stop there. And every beat of the heart, we're supposed to have 72 of them a minute, but every beat of the heart requires a billion ATP. Well, that's a lot of work. And we produce our body weight in ATP every day. That's a lot of activity that needs to support the various functions around our body. And if the heart can't make energy efficiently, it's going to start to get inflamed. And when it starts to get inflamed, it's going to affect a whole downstream series of metabolic functions. And it's either going to go into some kind of a blockage. The body is not going to be properly metabolizing cholesterol.
Right.
You're going to develop some kind of a plaque. But what's really happening with cholesterol, the actual production of the block, it's the endothelial cells of the artery that aren't making enough oxygen. And because they can't make oxygen, they can't metabolize cholesterol, and it turns to plaque. That's that's the latest understanding of heart disease. And so that's one option. The other is it's going to start to enlarge because of mitochondrial dysfunction, and the mitochondria start to swell, and then the tissue around it starts to swell, and it's all from a lack of energy. And that that's the world of cardiology is not energy-centric. It's all about plumbing. And the tragedy is we don't need practitioners to be plumbers. We need practitioners to be electricians and make sure we're getting the energy and the currency that we need. And how do we spell currency, Robert?
I think it's CU for copper.
There you go.
Morley, so there's a number of things that come to mind as you're describing this. I'm thinking my thinking cap might be on. So antioxidant activity of copper as an antioxidant. We've talked about copper's need for the production of what's known as superoxide dismutase, or SOD. People know about that. They've heard about that. Even in the health food stores, they know about SOD. But you have the H2O2, which is, you know, can be very oxidative and damaging. And you have H2O, which is the water you were mentioning. Now, you say O2, oxygen to water, it's copper. But I'm thinking, wait a second. I thought it was the hydrogen. So there's got to be a metabolic process that copper is critical for to allow the hydrogen and oxygen to mix in a way that you don't have H2O2, but you have H2O. Can you describe that, or is that way too – I'm asking for too much, I know.
No. It's called complex – no, complex 4, cytochrome C oxidase. Cytochrome C is a very important molecule in the body. Turns out it runs on retinol. Ding, ding, ding. We'll talk about that another time. But – cytochrome C oxidase is the melting pot where oxygen comes in, and you're absolutely right about the copper. What we've got is there's a something called heme A3, and it turns out heme A3 is a stove. All right? You with me? We're inside we're inside the mitochondria.
We're cooking now. I feel like we're cooking now. We got the stove again.
We got a stove, and we've got an oxygen molecule that's O2. And what does every stove have in a restaurant? It's got a chef, right? Every great restaurant has chefs. And so copper is the chef at that stove, and it's grabbing hydrogens and electrons to turn O2 into 2H2O. And it does it, the speed with which it does it would boggle people's mind. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely fascinating to think about the physics and the mechanics of the human metabolism.
Dude, I'm geeking out. All right, stop it. This is just too much. It's just too much. No, I love it. Believe me, it's great. But I come back to another aspect. You talk about the chef analogy. You know, I've talked about repair within the body. structural repair. So much connective tissue issue is related to having adequate copper so that the connective tissue is repaired and restored properly. In the absence of copper, you could have things like people know, hey, zinc, isn't that for repair too? Yes. But without copper, zinc is like, I don't know, I'm just going to make it up, a carpenter that adds things to an addition that is not, they're not in the plans. It's like, who put that there? Why is that there? There's no general contractor. And it seems like copper is also, you mentioned a chef, but like the general contractor makes sure all the minerals are working together for proper and accelerated repair, but everything's going where it goes, so you don't have aberrant growth. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. The zinc is more structural. There are very few catalytic reactions that zinc is involved in. But catalytic reactions are, that's why copper's here. Copper is not only providing the energy, it's providing the intelligence that you're alluding to. That is the innate wisdom of our body, is our copper status. And the more bioavailable and the more functional it is, the fewer symptoms we have to worry about.
Dude, I you know, Morley, when we're together, I could go hours with you, and I'm like, I'll never lose the fascination. I love talking about this. I know for some of you guys and gals, and I'm not pointing any fingers, it's pretty intense, the science. Take your time. Get the book, read the book, or find a chemist and read it with them. But I love that we can translate some of this into hopefully some simple, and I love that you do great analogies and imagery in that regard. We've only got one more segment in this hour to wrap it up, and there's so much more that I want to cover, but I will encourage everybody to get the book. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Belcher. Oh, boy, do we have a challenge for Morley Robbins in one more segment here. I want to talk about the form of copper that the body utilizes for the myriad of, for instance, cuproenzyme pathways. And we've covered it before, but I want to just do a quick dive, deep dive. And maybe it's a shallow dive, all right, Morley? And you're not in trouble for anything you say or do here because I know I'm asking a lot. But when we digest food with minerals, we have to break down the food in a forms that the body then utilizes in a bioactive form. And my understanding is that copper 1, copper 2 are those two primary forms that are utilized by the body in these myriad of pathways that we've been describing thus far.
Suddenly we're in the Cat in the Hat. We have thing 1 and thing 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, what makes copper and iron so special is they have what are called different valences. And it's about the number of electrons in the outer shell. And I think for those of you who can go back to your high school chemistry class, you're just wincing right now. Like, oh, yeah, I remember those valences.
Yeah, ouch, that hurts.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with copper, you've got this thing one, thing two. So plus one versus plus two. And the name for plus one is called cuprous. C-U-P-R-O-U-S, think delicious. And cupric is plus two. Think icky. Mm-hmm. C-U-P-R-I-C. Mm-hmm. And so the body needs to be able to toggle between plus one and plus two. And what makes the copper hydrazole so special is they've developed it so it has both forms in that water, which is absolutely amazing. Because usually in supplements, you go one way or another. But to be able to have both is very special. And what I think is important for people to realize is that people have heard this term copper toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is thinning two. That's the plus two form, the icky
mm-hmm.
form.
Mm-hmm.
And the protein that we regularly talk about, and I was doing a narration of my audiobook last week, and I discovered how hard it is to say ceruloplasmin 1,000 times.
Dude, I have trouble saying it once, okay? So I'm with you.
So ceruloplasmin,
yes.
Isn't it right there, see there?
Mm-hmm.
No, but the thing is, it not only manages the valence of iron, it manages the valence of copper. And that's a very subtle issue that it's not well known in scientific circles, much less clinical circles. So this toggling back and forth is very critical because of the role that copper plays in moving electrons. Copper moves electrons 3 times faster than iron does. Mm. That's a big deal. That's why it is so important in our mitochondria and the roles that it plays to ensure that oxygen does in fact become water so we can release the energy molecules. And so the challenge we've got is that in the farming world, we're getting denied access to the copper, but what the microbes in the soil do is make sure that the right kind of copper gets into the plant, make sure that the right kind of copper gets into the animal.
Right. But and briefly, so the copper, like sulfate, which you'll often find in dietary supplements, man's trying to mimic and doesn't always do as well, and the body doesn't always do as well with these supplemental forms. You know, so I bring that up because we're trying to make it easier on the body. The bodies have been brutalized with lack of copper. How do we get it in safely? And I think that you mentioned it, and a shout out to my friends at Sovereign Copper for one, but the Copper 1, Copper 2 discussion needs to happen, and I appreciate you diving in, simply as you did. We got a minute left. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think this is a great starting point for people to realize that they can take control of their health by really taking a deeper dive into the root cause protocol. Grab the book, and it's laid out in a way that I think the average person is going to say, wow, I did not know this. This makes sense. Let me act on it. And that's really what its intention is, trying to just facilitate that whole process of discovery.
Wow, beautifully said. The egghead who rocks, Morley Robbins, my friend. So good to have you on the show. Every time we get together, I enjoy it. Cure Your Fatigue, CU for Copper. How balancing 3 minerals and 1 protein is the solution that you're looking for. And I know we've only scratched the copper surface, but every time we go a little deeper or a little broader, we'll keep going at it as long as y'all will tolerate me and Morley. So thanks, Morley, my brother. I love you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it very much. It's a lot of fun.
All right, another hour of broadcast healing coming up after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with the